drainage in my throat, so I may have to do a lot of grunting and snorting and stuff a little bit. With the Lord's help, we'll get through this tonight.
Amen.
Message tonight, I don't particularly, I guess I have understanding as to why this message. It's been on my heart for a little over a week now, and certainly this message was good for me, and in my time of reading and meditating on it, and for whatever reason, the Lord has not led me in any other direction, and I keep, through the song service, feeling like, Lord, maybe is there somewhere else you mean for me to go, but nothing has changed. So I'm going to bring to you what it is that God has laid on my heart. Obviously, He knows what we stand in need of, and well, you know what? God's Word is a living Word. We always stand in need and every bit of it, and sometimes be reminded of things, and we've got to survive in this life, to endure and to overcome it, so that we can make it all the way until the end. Tonight, I'm going to be reading from the book of James in the first chapter. Scripture tonight will come from the book of James in the first chapter. I'll give you just a moment. Book of James in the first chapter, and we're going to begin in around verse 13. A few verses here I'm going to read tonight. The Lord's help, we'll get right on into the message. Let no man say when he is tempted that I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. We're going to stop right there, and that's where I'm going to take up the message from. This scripture means a lot to me, and it says a lot to us, and it's very, I believe, straight to the point, but sometimes we need to get down to the nitty-gritty with it. When it said, let no man say when he is tempted that I am tempted of God, hey, we know that God does not tempt us. We know where the temptation comes from. Matter of fact, God tells us He will never allow us, not that He tempts us, but He will never allow us to be tempted above that which we are able. Amen. But with the temptation, He will make a way of escape that we might be able to bear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, so keep that in mind tonight, that it's not God that has anything to do with us being tempted, for He cannot tempt us. Now, as the scripture goes on, it says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, friends, we're going to probably get a little personal here for a little bit. And I hope that's okay tonight. Hey, I just want to bring the word that God has laid upon my heart. Hey, we're going to talk about this thing called lust. Hey, the Bible says every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, I don't know, friend, but I'd say for the most of us, hey, when we think about the word lust and we think about what lust is, hey, we automatically normally relate it to a sexual thing. Hey, a man lusting over a woman, hey, or a woman lusting over a man. Well, folks, in the day and age that we live in, hey, it goes even further than that. There's men that lust after men. Hey, it makes women that lust after women. God says that's an abomination. Yeah. I ain't here to talk about that tonight, though, but I do want to talk about lust just a little bit.
Amen.
Hey, lust is something that will destroy you.
Yeah.
Lust is a sin. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Hey, lust is probably one of the biggest sins. Hey, I tell you what, if people were truly honest and they would just tell it like it is,
yeah,
hey, lust is probably the number one sin in people's lives.
Amen.
Hey, let me tell you something tonight. Hey, lust is no good. Hey, it will destroy your home. It will destroy your marriage.
Amen.
It will destroy your work. It will destroy your life, and it will send you to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Lust is very serious. Hey, but a lot of people don't want to own up to it. Hey, I tell you what. Hey, I was a man. Hey, of this world, and I had a problem. Hey, I had a problem with lust. I didn't understand that I had a problem with lust. Hey, but lust was what it was. It had its hold on me. And not tonight, but hey, if you ever want to step down with me, hey, if you ever want to come honest and clean, hey, you want to talk to somebody that's been down the road, hey, I can tell you how lust can destroy a man's home.
Hey,
I'm a prime example of how it can destroy a man's home. And if it had its place in my life today, it would do it again.
Amen.
It'd do it again.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about lust. Lust don't come just in the form that we automatically a lot of times think about. Lust is in all kinds of forms.
Amen.
I tell you what, people lust after vehicles. People can lust after homes. People can lust after money. There's lust in every part of people's lives. And it's so easy to open that door and to let it come in.
Amen.
We was in a Bible study a few weeks ago. Hey, you know what? I'm so thankful I went to that Bible study, Brother Ed, because you know what? That's what got me really dwelling on this Scripture. Not that I hadn't read it before. Hey, but it got me thinking about some things. And the Lord was able to speak to me. Hey, He was able to open my eyes and show me some things that I hadn't been able to see.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We were sitting in a Bible study, of course. I'll just share this with you real quick. Hey, well, as a matter of fact, this was a chapter that they were studying on that night. And one of my brethren made a very good statement, and it really got me to thinking about some things. He says, you know, people like to go around and they like to give God credit for the brand new big house they own. Hey, they like to give God credit. Look what God has blessed me with this fine car. Hey, with all these fine luxuries that I have. Hey, but he made a very good point. Hey, he said it ain't God that always gives you those things. Hey, anybody can go down to the bank and sign your name on some papers, take out the money to have those things. Hey, but I tell you what, when it becomes a burden, it's not a blessing of God.
Amen.
God does not give you things to burden you down.
Amen.
I like that. Got me to thinking about some things.
Amen.
God does not give you things to burden you down.
That's right.
You can lust over a home.
Yeah.
You're living in a small home. Hey, you got a roof over your head. You got water, electricity.
Amen.
You're out of the weather, out of all this cold weather we've been having. Hey, but down the road, a little place, there's a bigger, finer home.
Amen.
Boy, I sure would like that.
Yeah.
Boy, I know my home's almost paid for. Maybe it is. I don't know. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? Boy, think of all the things we could do if we had that big house. Before you know, you let the door open, you start lusting over that. You get the want and the desire and it's so bad. Hey, you forget what God gave you.
Amen.
And you want something else.
That's right.
And then you go out here and what do? You get yourself into so much debt. You can't go to church no more. You have to work, pay the bill.
Amen.
What good was it? How can you say God blessed you with it?
Amen.
God's not going to bless you with something that's going to burden you down and cause you to stray away from Him.
That's right.
Come on, brother. Bless
you.
Amen.
Amen.
We tell you about lust tonight. Only don't stop there. No. That's a pretty good example, I feel.
Amen.
I'm going to give you another. I'm going to tell you a story tonight. It's story time, folks. I'm going to give you a little story about lust. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little story. I'll tell you what. Y'all even get exhibits. Y'all get a prop. Let me give you a prop here tonight, okay? Folks, in this guitar case right here, this not so wonderful, but very useful guitar case, is a guitar. We'll call this Exhibit A. Now, this is an old Yamaha guitar that was picked up. A fella picked it up in a gas station. A man traded it for some gas. And this guitar was in rough shape. First time I seen it, it was covered with black paint. Somebody taking a paintbrush and brushed all over it and stuff. My daddy brought that guitar home back some time ago. Long time ago. I was a little younger. Not really young, but a little younger. That guitar needed a lot of work. It had a big old crack in it and this and that. So me and daddy sat down there. He remembers more about this day than I do. I guess I was in that stage where I took things for granted. Don't really recall a whole lot of it other than working on that guitar. Hey, we stripped that paint off there and we tried to fill that crack and sand her out and whatnot and put a little finish on it. Try to make it look a little better, sound a little better than it did. Hey, you know what? That guitar got taken care of pretty good, you know. I mean, considering where it come from, that's a good looking guitar. Plays pretty good too. Sounds not too bad also. Let me tell you something. Hey, anybody would be happy to have that guitar that didn't have one. Let me tell you what happened. You know what? Over the years, I couldn't play a guitar. I wanted to and I had the desire to. But you know what? God didn't see fit at that time for me to be able to play anything at all. But you know what? As the time rolled down, the years went by. I mean, don't get me wrong, I could strum a chord, but that was about it. And, you know, one day Dad said, he had him another guitar, and he said, hey, he said, do you want to take that old Yamaha to the house to mess around with? I said, yeah, because you know what? I still had that desire. I still wanted to play a guitar. Lord knew that. Was it such a desire that I wanted it so bad I'd do anything for it? No.
Amen.
But it was a desire I had.
Amen.
It was an okay desire I had.
Amen.
I'll tell you what happened. God, you know what? My dad put that guitar in my hand. It didn't cost me a dime. Okay? Put that guitar in my hand. Didn't cost me a dime. And not long after that guitar was in my house, I sat down one day, they had told me, long story short, thinking he apparently thinks I could do more than what I could. But anyway, I sat down there and got that guitar out one day. I had need of it. And all of a sudden, I started doing something I hadn't been able to do. God blessed me.
Amen.
He blessed me. Not only did He give me a guitar to do it with, but He gave me the ability, just enough, to do what I needed to do.
Amen.
Amen. How awesome was that? God gave me that. Didn't cost me nothing. But you know what? This is how lust works. Wasn't too long after spending a little time playing around with that guitar. I went into a music store. Went into the music store, and boy, now you know, boy, you start looking up there and all them pretty things. Man, oh man, look at them guitars. And you're looking at them price tags going, oh, holy cow. No. Can't afford that. But I tell you what, boy, I just like to play that thing. That thing's perfect.
Amen.
Sit there and start picking around on it a little bit. Boy, listen to that thing. Boy, don't it sound pretty. Boy, puts that thing I've been playing to shame. Boy, I want that. Boy, pays a high price to that one. I can't afford that. I can't pay that kind of money. But boy, I wanted it. Folks, you didn't know it. Maybe you did, and if you did, and you didn't say anything to me, I forgive you, it's okay. We don't always see what's going on, do we? Huh? We don't always see what's going on. But folks, y'all seen lust happening right here in this church. Hey, if you recall, there's a time I stood up. Hey, to sing a song and play that guitar over there. Hey, that I was talking about a guitar down in the music store that I wanted so bad that every time I went in there, I couldn't help but pick it up and play it.
Amen.
Questioning over it. Wanted it. Would have done anything to have it just about.
Amen.
Wanted it so bad. My wife, she did just about anything to help me get it.
Amen.
Guess what happened? Stand by, exhibit B. Huh? You know where this is going. This is lust.
Amen.
This is lust right here.
Amen.
Exhibit B. Set it up here where you can see it real good. Exhibit B. Lust. Folks, let me tell you something about lust. It comes with a price.
Amen.
It comes with a price. You don't always see. You don't always see the results of lust. But let me show you what God showed me.
Amen.
Let me show you what God showed me. God said, I gave you a guitar. I answered your desire to be able to play a little bit. Huh? But what I gave you wasn't good enough. No, I wanted more. I wanted bigger and better. Bless her heart, honey. I love you, and you know I love you, and I appreciate what you've done for me. My wife. Let me tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you the story. Just sit tight. This thing right here. This is what it cost. Okay? My wife goes into the music store wanting to surprise me. Wanting to do something for me. Goes into the music store to see if she can try to finagle a good deal on that. Okay? Maybe put it in layaway. Pay on it a little at a time. So we can get it out. And she's not telling me nothing about none of this, okay? It's a surprise. So she goes down to the music store, and she talks to the young woman that was there, and it was actually the owner's daughter. He wasn't there. So she calls him to try to see if they can work out a deal on this guitar, see if we can get the price down enough, okay? So they work around with it, however it come about. You know, he finally gave her a price on the case, the guitar, what was needed, okay? He was somewhere else. The daughter says, here's what he said. What do you think? She took the deal. Okay? She took the deal. Let me tell you what happened next. She says, well, I can put it in layaway, right? She says, yes, ma'am. So she starts writing out the layaway ticket to put it in layaway. Well, the owner calls back. Owner calls back and he says, he's checking to see if the deal went through, see if it was accepted. She said, yep, everything's good. The deal was accepted. I'm right now writing the layaway ticket on it. Well, folks, you know what broke loose after that. Okay? This man went to screaming and cussing at his daughter, okay, because she had done something apparently she wasn't supposed to do. There was this big uproar about we can't make no money this way and blankety blank this and blankety blank that, okay? So she's all upset and crying. My wife's standing there hearing all this over the phone because this man surely wasn't quiet about it. Okay, now has her upset because this girl's upset because of the situation. No, but now she's upset because she didn't do what she wanted to do for me. Do you see what lust did? See what lust caused? That's what lust caused. It come with a price. There's a man lost his temper. There's a girl that had to listen to it all and get all emotionally beat up. And then the wife had to go through all the emotional stuff that she had to go through over. Over my lust. If lust can cause that much problem over a materialistic item, what will it do to your homes? It's like a domino effect, folks. One man's lust caused all this other stuff to go on. Preacher, how'd you end up with a guitar? Well, the man found out. Customer overheard all that and was upset, and so he contacted her back. By this time, now I know about it. So in his texting, as we do, we don't go to people face to face anymore. We just do text. It's much easier to apologize that way, I guess. But anyway, so to make things right, and like I said, I knew about it now, so he wasn't talking to her no more. He was talking to me, but he didn't know that because we were talking by text. What can I do to make it right? Well, you can keep the deal the way that it was and let it go that way. And, you know, it wasn't like the man lost any money. I mean, it wasn't in lay. It wasn't no time for she went and got it out. Still surprised me with it. I didn't expect it that soon. Okay, so surprise. I did. Let me tell you something, folks. It doesn't stop there. You say, well, how much more could lust have costed you? I can't play that stinking thing in church. You know why? Because God says I ain't in that. I ain't in that guitar. That guitar was gotten through lust. I'm in the one I gave you. The one that wasn't good enough that you threw away. Huh? The one that you put in the case and put up somewhere. That's what we do. And I'm going somewhere with this. Honey, you don't know it, but that guitar case, I thank you for it and I love you for it, but it's on LSN for sale. It's for sale. I said, Lord, I don't want this. I thank my wife, bless her for her efforts, but I don't want it because it was I lusted after that. I don't want it. I don't want lust in my life. I started understanding what lust was. I started understanding lust for what lust is. It helped me to start looking at other areas of my life. A lot of people don't want to admit that they got lust. A lot of people don't want to admit it. I'm telling you something. You can't do anything about it until you come clean with yourself and admit that you have lust in your heart. It's so easy to do. Sometimes you just got to get down on all fours and look it square in the eye and admit that it's a problem and it's there because it is. You can get anybody in any way, any fashion, and form. Hey, lust ain't all about sexual stuff, man. It's about worldly things. And I'm going to tell you something. I said, Lord, send me a buyer. Send me a buyer. It's for sale. It's been on there. I had 190-something views and I ain't had the first person call me on it. So I don't know what's in arrangements there. Lord, please forgive me. Don't think I didn't beg for forgiveness when he brought it. He made me understand what had happened. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is what we do because of lust. This is what we do. God gave us a gift. His son went to the cross and died for us. So we can have life eternal.
Amen.
Huh? And it's a gift. If you open your hands and you look down, you don't see anything. Because it comes from in here. You've got to have that small measure of faith. You have to believe. It's nothing you can see. Hey, but I'll tell you what a lot of folks are doing today. Hey, they want to take what it is that God gave them. Hey, because it's not something they can put their hands on. Hey, because it's not something they can see. Hey, they're just ready to stand over here to the side. Hey, and they want to go out there and get what's in the world.
Amen.
They're turning away what God gave them.
Amen.
Because it ain't good enough. They want what's out there.
Amen.
And it's so easy for us to get there.
Amen.
So easy for us to get there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God gave me something, didn't cost me anything. God gave us something, didn't cost us anything.
Amen.
It didn't cost us a dime. Not even so much as a penny. Jesus went all the way to the cross. Bled and died for you and I.
Amen.
That through His blood, through His forgiveness and the mercy from above, that believing and calling upon Him and getting things right in our hearts, serving Him and living Him, that we can live eternally. But we take His precious gift, and we're so quick when we see things out here in the world. We get so caught up and think we just set it aside and we wander and drift off out of here.
Amen.
You know? So sad.
Bless you.
I'm sorry if I upset you. I didn't mean to.
Amen.
I still play guitar sitting at the house. The folks, I ain't been able to play it in this church. I never understood why I had such a hard time. Why I could do it at home and not do it here. It's because God's not in that. That may sound funny to you, but God ain't in that. That's not what He gave me. What He gave me wasn't good enough for me. I realize that now. Praise God. It's amazing the things that you have to go through sometimes. It's amazing how a little Bible study will get you to open your mind and make God speak to you and tell you where things are wrong in your life. Folks, I don't know what your situation is tonight. I don't know of a man or woman that can probably fully just beyond the shadow of a doubt say that they don't have lust in some way, fashion, or form come at them. I'm going to tell you something. We get tempted every day.
Amen.
It's not God that tempts us. But every day temptation is going to come. Amen. Friend, I'd like to be able to tell you that if you got up here on your knees and you pray about it and this and that the temptation of lust will never come to you again. Amen. Hey, but that ain't so. Let me tell you something. An alcoholic, he can leave his house, go to church, and go back home if that's how he lives his life and praise the Lord. But if he steps foot out into this world, the temptation of alcohol is all around him.
Amen.
And it's the same thing for you and me.
Amen.
Lust is waiting on us every second of the day. It even comes into the churches. You hear about this preacher and this church, or you hear about this deacon and this teacher. And you know, it happens everywhere if you open the door. If you don't realize it, I'm going to tell you something. Well, preacher, what do I do? What do I do? You want to know what to do about it? I'm going to tell you what to do about it. First of all, you get down on your knees and you confess it to God.
Amen.
Don't confess it to your preacher.
Amen.
If you want him to pray with you and for you, then by all means, that's a good thing. Sometimes I wish I had confessed my problems to the church and said, pray for me. I might have got results a lot quicker. But I didn't know. I didn't understand. But I understand now. And I'm telling you, if you got something in your heart, you need to get rid of it.
Amen.
You want to get rid of it. It's not going to go away forever. But let me tell you something. When you get down and you say, Lord, I have a problem. Hey, when you look that demon in the eye and say, you're a problem and I know it. And you confess it to God and say, help me. Help me, Lord. Change me.
Amen.
Inside out.
Amen.
Change me. Amen. Put a hedge up about me. Help me to be strong in the Spirit. And through your strength, I know that I can turn from these temptations. Because you know what? I already told you, God, He won't allow you to be tempted more than you can, than you're able to bear it. And He makes a way out.
Amen.
He will give you everything you need when you need it. He gave Sister Frieda. Hey, her problems with her throat still. She's able to sing tonight. Purdy, bless my soul. I felt this. My brother Randy always says the Holy Ghost bumps come up on me bumps on bumps.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
a blessing. Folks, confess it.
Amen.
God will give you what you need.
Amen.
He gave Brother Jerry what he needed this morning. The man's throat. I didn't think he'd preach. I honestly did not think he'd preach this morning. And he stood and never so much as grunted, coughed, or nothing. God gave him the ability to do what he needed to get done.
Amen.
That's the God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. I want us to go ahead and stand tonight. If you would, Brother David, if you would come and get us a song of invitation together.